In a basement apartment on the outskirts of Salt Lake City, there's a vanity. The mirror is framed in lights, like in a Hollywood movie. On the table, there's lipstick in nearly every shade that exists, and every kind of makeup brush you could imagine. This vanity is where I interviewed two local drag queens, Kay Bai and the Whore of 94, as they did their makeup to get ready to perform.
Especially brows, because brows are so fickle and stupid. One will look one way and one's going to be completely different.
There's a saying in makeup communities, brows should be sisters, not twins, to avoid the look of uncanny perfection. K-Bai disagrees with that.
I always say brows are not twins or sisters. They're bunkmates in a penitentiary. You're just stuck with them.
They each chose their names for different reasons.
I mean, mine's pretty straightforward. I was born in 94, and the year before I started doing drag, sexuality was something that I wasn't going to be trepidatious about.
Look at her, come through, like...
She didn't take the SAT, but she knows her words.
Yeah.
A note on drag pronouns. When I asked, they both said they're okay with male or female pronouns out of drag. But when they're in drag, female pronouns are the norm, so that's what we'll use. K-Bai's name is a reference to a running joke, defined by Urban Dictionary as a term used when angry and when wanting to end a conversation succinctly.
It's funny to see, like, people's reaction when I say that name, K-Bai, because they're like, oh, like, what's your name? I'm like, K-Bai, and they're like, oh, what? Well, by then. But yeah, that's the story of K-Bai, unfortunately.
The club they'll perform at tonight is actually where they met for the first time during a drag pageant, and where their friendship started. Tonight's event is Club Jam's weekly RuPaul's Drag Race Watch Party. RuPaul's Drag Race is a reality TV show where queens compete in a series of runway and performance challenges. Its first season aired in 2009 on Logo TV, a network for primarily LGBT viewers. The most recent season, Season 9, aired on VH1 and drew nearly 1 million viewers. The queens who appear on Drag Race achieve a certain kind of celebrity. The winner of Season 8, Bob the Drag Queen, has over 500,000 Instagram followers. Trixie Mattel, who didn't win her season, has more than 600,000 and recently produced a folk album. At Club Jam's weekly watch parties for the show, local queens perform during the commercials. This year, the previous hosts Indy Skies and Mona Diet weren't going to host it, so K-Bai decided to do it.
When this season of Drag Race Season 9 was coming up, I was just like, hey, like, I don't know if we plan to have Drag Race here, but I want to have Drag Race here, and if there's any queens that want to perform, let's do it.
The performances aren't paid, although the queens do get tips. This means that beginners and aspiring queens can get a chance to perform that they often don't in other places. These watch parties are an easy introduction to drag, both for performers and viewers. As one of the only examples of drag in mainstream media, RuPaul's Drag Race is often the first experience people have with drag culture.
I was first introduced to drag when I was in middle school, and I stayed up way too late for a 12-year-old on YouTube watching season 2 and 3 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I was obsessed with it. I don't know if I wanted to do it at that point in time, but I was obsessed with it.
Of course, a lot of people, like, have this idea of, like, wanting to try drag through RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I think drag has become more mainstream, and there are more drag queens because of the show.
For some queens, drag is an opportunity to express a side of themselves that's not always accepted in everyday life.
We live in a day and age where people will shut you down for being different. Drag, for me, like, came into my life when I was, like, very unhappy at work because I had this very outgoing personality and people were just like, oh, can you stop? You're too much. So, you know, it just sucked to, like, not be able to be myself, but becoming K-Bai was just, like, that opportunity to, like, be this different person but also, like, be myself with makeup and a wig.
At the club, people are seated both inside and outside on the warm summer night, cheering on their favorites and talking with each other. When the show goes to commercial, it's muted, and a dazzling 6-foot-tall figure in a dress will take the stage and dance and lip-sync to a song of their choice. K-Bai was a competitive dancer, and it shows. Her pink wig brushes her shoulders as she dances across the stage. In a blonde wig and tall black heels, 94 is a vibrant performer, dropping into splits as soon as she hits the stage. On K-Bai's right arm, she has a tattoo of a picture of Judge Judy, and a quote from RuPaul's Drag Race. Only Judy can judge me. Drag means different things to different people, but for K-Bai and 94, it's an opportunity to express themselves, even though others may not approve.
Drag is a direct defiance of anything that is ridiculous.
And for some people, it's like just one big middle finger, like, hey,
yeah,
I'm a freak, but you're not going to change me.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.